This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around 1,000 people are expected to attend a service this morning at a church in North Phoenix to remember late Senator John McCain, who passed away last Saturday. Former Vice President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy and also making remarks at the request of the late Senator, Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, who says it's going to be difficult.
How do you accurately be able to give somebody their due justice, you know, who's served the United States for 60 plus years. I mean, dedicated his entire life, and to be able to do that in, you know, 5 or 6 minutes is extremely difficult, but I'm going to do the best I can. And
AAA is predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day in the last 4 years for your gas tank. The national average for a gallon is now $2.84. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
After some were concerned that Canada may not end up being part of a new trade agreement between the United States and Mexico, President Trump says the White House is in full communication with Canadian officials and they will be part of the deal if they want to be.
Canada's here right now. They were here till late in the evening. They came to see us. They wanted to meet us. They want to be a part of it.
Trump saying he's given Canada until tomorrow to decide if it wants to join in the currently bilateral agreement. More now on the passing of Senator John McCain. It seems Sarah Palin, who was his running mate in the 2008 presidential election, has not been sent an invitation to the senator's Saturday funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. The Labor Department reporting that 213,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 more than the week before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Amazon claims Bernie Sanders is making misleading statements about what it pays employees at its many fulfillment centers. The Vermont senator has been calling out Amazon for economic disparity between its employees and CEO Jeff Bezos, the world's richest person. Amazon defending its pay practices, saying the average full-time worker at a fulfillment center gets more than $18 an hour and benefits. Why is every cell in every Pennsylvania prison now on lockdown? USA's Wendy King has the answers.
Staff members were sickened by unknown substances.
Inmates will be in their cells 24/7. They will be fed in their cells. They'll receive any medical care that they need at their cells.
Amy Warden, Department of Corrections. There's a similar situation in an Ohio prison. The drug fentanyl is suspected. And in Arkansas, two inmates were found dead at one of the state's most secure prisons. That brings the number of Arkansas prisoners dying this week from tainted illicit illicit drugs to 5.
And PETA now wants to erect a 5-foot granite memorial on the site of a truck crash in Brunswick, Maine that killed 4,500 lobsters last week. It's asking the State Highway Department to let it put up the memorial that would say, in memory of the lobsters who suffered and died at this spot in August of 2018, try vegan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Always great to have Horace Cooper with us, too. Nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Mr. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's good to be on the program. I always enjoy it.
Hey, thank you so much. And we've got lots to talk about. But before we get into the Mueller probe, I first want to get your read on this record bull market. I mean, it's almost like the left and some of the scaredy cats just cannot handle the prosperity we're going through. And they keep trying to see, you know, some pig in the midst of all these victories we're getting.
So this is not just all 8 cylinders. We've got 12 cylinders and a supercharger going. This is a remarkable set of economic data that we're seeing. And now consumers are saying, with a 16-year high record, how excited they are with their own personal economic satisfaction. That is amazing, and everybody ought to be enjoying it, except for this dour group of people who say any good news for America is bad news because they think it will lead to them not getting back in power. And I think
exactly.
That's a twisted circumstance when your hopes are all relying on the American people having to suffer.
Horace, you know, the contrast is so blatant. I mean, let's take the 8 previous years and the policies of the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, President Obama et al., and look at what Donald Trump has done. And what's so different, what makes me so excited about this is we're doing this, as you say, out of all 12 cylinders of the, you know, essential productivity level and potential of this country. It's always been there, but it's as if Donald Trump has come along because of, you know, the eradication of all these cumbersome regulations and everything has just liberated our labor force to do this number. Now, to finish the point here, what I especially like about it is this isn't manufactured like the dot-com business that came with Bill Clinton. The dot-com business, dot-com and went, you know, because there wasn't a lot of sustainability with it, right? But here, I think this smacks of all kinds of sustainability because we're talking about the essential American spirit, which is the American labor force.
So you're exactly right. When I was a kid, I rode this big yellow bus, and I talked to the bus driver one day, and they had an engine suppressor on the school bus so that it couldn't go faster than hour. So normally you don't really need to drive more than 65 mile an hour. But what it really meant was, on a field trip one day, when we got on the interstate, we had to stay in the right lane because we couldn't keep up with traffic. We couldn't pass. Over the last 8 years, a suppressor has been placed on the American economy, and it killed jobs, killed hope, it killed economic opportunity. That suppressor was removed by President Trump, and all of a sudden now you are seeing record achievements. Many Americans are realizing we went and set a record low under the Obama years from 2007 until 2015. We set a record for how few brand new cars were purchased. We have broken that record. And by the way, for new cars, you have to go all the way back to World War II before the number of new cars year by year is lower than the year before. We went all the way up to 2007, and all of a sudden, 2008 through 15, we just kept getting lower numbers. 2016, 17, and now 18 have all consecutively been record-breaking new car purchasing. More Americans are on vacation. More Americans are seeing new job opportunities. Not just one job, but one, two, three, or four jobs. The Department of Labor says that we're in a situation where if you're unemployed today, the average unemployed person has four or more job options. That's 12. And that potential, as you pointed out, always been there, but pressure stopped it. And those are bad public policies of redistribution and regulation.
And why do we want bad policies back?
Left believes and has almost a religious fervor. Best government is the government that controls. The best government is the government distant from you. The best government is the one that sets things up as one size fits all. We are a dynamic people. We are a dynamic country. What works for someone else might not work for you. We need an economy in that understands that let you be the captain. Let you decide what you want to be able to do.
And, of course, the left, to promote their cause, has to play, the card that divides us once again. And, Horace, they're saying that all this run on the bull market and everything that has been going on only points to the problem of a disparity of wealth. But based on what you're telling me, I'm not seeing and hearing a lot about disparity here. So, once again, are they just flat out lying to us?
Well, they told us during the Obama administration that this was going to be normal. We should expect that you're going to have to keep your car longer than ever. By the way, we're still working on a record. I keep mentioning automobiles because it's changeable for people. In America, right. In 2016, we had the oldest fleet of cars, an average age of 10 years, that we had in almost 40-plus years. Now, that number is dropping as people buy new vehicles, but people are seeing for themselves. You want another record? The number of people that are taking their first vacation. In summer of 2017, we broke nearly a 10-year record, the number of Americans who took their first vacation ever for the family. Guess what? The summer isn't over. It's 2018, and the preliminary numbers look like we're breaking that record that we just set in 2017. People really appreciate when they can have a part of the American dream. We were told in the past, just in the past administration, no more house, no more luxury, no good jobs, and balancing your budget on an ever, ever tighter, grinding economic pressure from you. That's gone now. now, and I think it's going to be really hard to convince regular people, I want to go back to that. Those were the good old days. I don't know that you can sell that message.
I think it's an uphill battle. I agree with you. I also like what you say. Everyone has a shot at prosperity. The only guaranteed losers are those who don't participate. More from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with us, America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, Horace Cooper there, and we're talking about the return of American prosperity in the face of all that the naysayers are saying out there. I mean, they really sound like Chicken Little, because the sky, they say, has been falling, but we're not experiencing any sky pieces falling on us, are we?
People who drove the car into the ditch shouldn't be allowed to play a role in getting us out of the ditch. Well, he did by blocking any good advice or counsel from other voices was to perpetuate a recession. The so-called Great Recession is called the Great Recession because it is the second worst downturn we have experienced since the Great Depression. And as economists are now saying overwhelmingly, it was FDR's bad policies that ended the Depression and made life miserable. Increasingly, economists are saying similar phenomenon explains why the downturn that we experienced during the Obama administration occurred. It was the government's policies that caused this. We absolutely need to reflect on this great opportunity. If you're listening right now, I encourage you, if there's a new company you want to start, if you're an entrepreneur and you have a new idea you'd like to forward, now is the time. If you ever worried exactly about getting into the market, now is the time. The water is warm, it is a great environment, and it's going up gangbuster level. Don't miss out.
Exactly. And as you said, the only losers are those that don't participate. But many people are experiencing first things in a long time here because of this robust economy. It is real. And I'm thinking that people are hesitant only because of the mixed messages that they're getting, you know, from the mainstream media and those on the left.
Oh, yes.
That for some
reason,
the mainstream
media is telling people, hurry
yes
up and get out of the water. Get out of the water. We don't know what's going to happen. It could be dangerous. It could be bad. We're not at the middle of it. And the end of it. It is cruel. It is cruel and wicked to say to people who are on fixed incomes, who are on limited incomes, who feel have had for last decade more month left over than a paycheck. It is cruel to say to them, don't take advantage of this opportunity. Now is the time.
Exactly. Well, Horace, I want to get your read on the Mueller probe. It would seem that, you know, you've got two runways here, or two parallel paths anyway. You've got the Mueller campaign scrambling, it would seem, to try to find something on this Trump administration. And meanwhile, we can thank Judicial Watch and other investigative reporters that are on another path, and they're moving every day. We're unveiling more and more corruption within the FBI and this entire poisonous tree that comes out of the FBI and this investigation. What's your assessment as you can see now?
Many of your audience may not remember Mr. Magoo. He was blind as a bat, and he couldn't see things that were happening right in front of him. Apparently, Mr. Mueller has a similar problem. He's unable to see where actual problems that are threatening for democracy are existing right in his presence. Another problem that he has is he is a person who looks out. He's holding a big hammer, and it's the only tool that he has. And so every problem is this. Now, what does that mean? Someone who would lead a high-profile examination into what happened, find out the same way that the Inspector General at the Department of Justice give a report about it. But that's not who he is. He's got his hammer. He's a prosecutor. And so he measures success by how many convictions he's able to get. And his primary focus, he believes, is President Trump. The problem with that? We're overlooking real threats to democracy, which are the things that led to his appointment. the FBI, when the Department of Justice, even when the Central Intelligence Agency are engaging in free-willing behavior, manipulate the political process, that is dangerous. It may be criminal, it may not be criminal, but it absolutely should be highlighted and brought to our attention. Instead of a prosecutor, we should have had someone spearhead an investigation about this last election. That would have a lot of illegality and certainly a lot of wrongdoing.
Well, certainly, if we'd had somebody that didn't go into any kind of investigation with a predetermined outcome. I mean, the target focus is so clear here, and that's what's frustrating Main Street America, Horace, is they're going, wait a minute, you guys are stepping over real crimes to try to find a crime. Why are you, you know, and the description of Mr. Magoo, who, you know, cannot see the obvious, it is what the Mueller probe is doing, is they are overlooking the obvious, stepping over real crimes and going after Donald Trump to try to find one.
He was appointed, let's understand, in Russia, what a taxi medallion or any of his other business activities have to do with interfering with our votes. Completely unclear, and yet it is clearly designed as a way to reach the president. Mr. Manafort, I hate him. He has been investigated for almost a decade over his business dealings and his tax situation. What that has to do with Russia is completely unclear because the charges that are being put forward have nothing to do with 1611 and everything to do with what can we do to show some kind of wrongdoing, criminal wrongdoing on the part of the president. And the American people need to know is what activities occurred that were likely to threaten our democracy. They're overlooking that while pushing and just to get prosecutions of whatever crimes they think can that will link to the president. That was never their purpose, and that does a disservice to the American people.
Well, without a doubt, and what we're realizing with each day is new revelation of how the FBI, maybe this is the plan, maybe that's that insurance that Peter Strzok talked about that now is being uncovered, that the FBI hired somebody who orchestrated all this. He was on the payroll, and we're talking somebody outside of Bruce Orr, outside of the names that we've been hearing. I mean, there are some new names and players here that are coming up that are quite interesting. And again, it just seems that we're running, we the people on behalf of, with Judicial Watch, thank you, are running one set of investigations. And, you know, through FOIA requests and that, we're getting more information that points to a rather corrupt FBI and Department of Justice. Well, Horace, we got to leave it there as always. Appreciate the insight. Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal commentator on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Horace.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express Kitchen Electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th to September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around 1,000 people are expected to attend a service this morning at a church in North Phoenix to remember late Senator John McCain, who passed away last Saturday. Former Vice President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy and also making remarks at the request of the late Senator, Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, who says it's going to be difficult.
How do you accurately be able to give somebody their due justice, you know, who's served the United States for 60-plus years, I mean, dedicated his entire life, and to be able to do that in, you know, 5 or 6 minutes is extremely difficult, but I'm going to do the best I can. And
Triple H predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day in the last 4 years for your gas tank. The national average for a gallon is now $2.84. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, you're not alone, and this is why you need to know about Liberty HealthShare, a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and your hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. For more information, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. They've got all the details for you. You know, every day more than 115 Americans die after overdosing on opioids. One of the most powerful factors driving opioid dependence and addictive behaviors is opioid withdrawal. In fact, in a survey of people with a chronic pain, 57% of patients reported avoidance of withdrawal as the primary reason for continued use of prescription opioids. And that just seems to make sense, doesn't it? Well, with us right now to discuss this issue is Dr. Dinesh Alam, health systems clinician of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern. Dr. Alam, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you here to talk about, you know, the misuse rates of opioids and this, you know, this very topical discussion here right now. So let's talk about the latest misuse rates of opioids.
Well, you know, the numbers have gone up, you know, since that report you mentioned, because the latest from last year is that we lost over 70,000 individuals, and we continue to lose over 200 individuals a day to opioid overdose.
That is incredible. I mean, to think of that number, because, you know, as I was looking at some of this information, it killed more than 42,000 in 2016. This is more people than car crashes, which was about 37,000, guns about 38,000, or breast cancer about 40,000. Clearly, this is epidemic.
And you know what hurts, Bill, is that this is the age of these individuals is usually between 17 and 55. So it's really going after our young folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as the study shows, I mean, it seems reasonable that, pain is just such an overwhelming hook, especially as, you know, a hook into the psyche, is it not? I mean, you know, pain management, all you want is to get out of it, and you're going to do anything you can to relieve it and to get out of it, right?
Agreed. I think most people are introduced to the opioids to avoid pain, but I think once they use opioids for a period of time, you know, they enter sort of the addiction arena, and if they do, and some individuals, as we are learning, do, that's where, you know, then the opioid withdrawal syndrome and treatments and recovery, all those things become important.
Mm-hmm. Well, why is there such a high rate of relapse?
One reason, I mean, there are a number of reasons for relapse, but one common reason is inadequate treatment of withdrawal symptoms or not treating acute withdrawal symptoms, so the so-called opioid withdrawal syndrome. You know, I should say that, you know, opioid use disorder is a treatable, chronic relapsing brain disease, and with good treatment under a physician, I think the recovery rates can be high. And, you know, what's exciting is we now have the first FDA-approved non-opioid medication to assist patients discontinue opioids abruptly. So essentially to detox comfortably from opioids within a week's time. Mm-hmm. Using a medication that the average physician, primary care, or any doctor may be able to help an individual get off of opioids in a reasonable amount of time without much physical discomfort. And if you think about it, you know, it's the fear of withdrawal that drives continued use and relapse.
Mm-hmm.
So the medication I'm referring to is Lucemera, which, obviously we recommend that it be used under the care of a physician. Common side effects are, reduced heart rate, dizziness, dryness of mouth, drowsiness, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. What is OWS and what are the symptoms?
OWS is opioid withdrawal syndrome. It's an accepted medical condition that individuals experience within a few hours of discontinuing opioids. Typical symptoms are nausea, vomiting, runny nose, bone pain, restlessness, dilated pupils, sensitivity to light, tremors, in our clinic we examine pupils as well as do physical exams to monitor tremors, etc. It's a very uncomfortable syndrome, in some cases depression and suicidal thoughts are also reported.
Mm-hmm. Now, these symptoms seem rather obvious, but still, I understand that in some cases, they're difficult to identify.
They are. I think that in some clinical situations, they may not be taken as seriously. In other situations, they may not be treated adequately. And so, the FDA approval of the medication that allows abrupt withdrawal is going to be a critical intervention that we are now able to use with our patients in our practice.
Well, Dr. Elam, what's the best way, in your experience, to address withdrawal?
The best way really is under the care of a physician and use FDA-approved medication to do a controlled but abrupt discontinuation of opioids.
Mm-hmm.
To use medications like Lucemera under the care of a physician.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you state, opioid withdrawal is an often overlooked medical challenge. Ineffective management of the agonizing symptoms of withdrawal can drive people to abandon their recovery attempts. And I guess this just adds to the challenge, does it not?
It absolutely does. Me and my colleagues, we worry about, you know, what's happening to our youth and the need to enter, to detox and enter recovery. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, the phrase cold turkey originated from the fact that withdrawal chills can cause such intense goosebumps that human skin can look like that of a raw turkey. That's incredible, and this is something that you see quite regularly, do you not?
We do. That's part of our examination.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the idea of kicking the habit along with the withdrawal can be violent leg thrashing and uncontrollable movements.
Yes, and we see that in most of our patients. A very uncomfortable symptom, actually.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Alam, where can our listeners go for more information?
They should speak with their doctor or go to lucimura.com.
Well, Dr. Dinesh Alam is a medical director at the Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, also an adjunct assistant professor of clinical psychiatry at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Dr. Alam, we appreciate the information. This is, again, an alarming situation that is affecting so many, and we appreciate you coming here and, you know, updating us on, this epidemic issue. Of opioid abuse and not only abuse, but, the whole process, as you say, addictive behaviors and withdrawal as well.
Thank you for having me.
Posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express Kitchen Electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles, $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Steve Evans here with the movie report. I believe I am on, so I don't hear Bill, so maybe I'll just jump on and do this. shall we just jump into the report? All right, crazy rich Asians. I think they're a little richer this weekend than they were after all is said and done. Maybe they made another $25 million last weekend, and they've made so far about $80 million worldwide. So they're doing well, and it will be number one again this weekend. The Meg was number two, making about $12.8 million. Now, that's in this country. It's made about $105 million so far in this country, but they've really done astoundingly well worldwide. It's made over $400 million worldwide, which means there will be a Meg 2. We're not done with the Megalodon yet. Happy Time Murderers, that was a big misfire for Melissa McCarthy, only 9.5. Mission Impossible Fallout was number 4, and Mile 22 rounding out the top 5. I had a chance to see the Crazy Rich Asians last weekend, and it really is a terrific film. I mean, it's a lot of fun. They're saying it's the rom-com of the summer. I think it's the rom-com of the year. They made it for about $30 million, but it looks like it cost a whole lot more than that. You have some big set pieces, some great musical scenes, so check out Crazy Rich Asians if you get a chance. Coming out this weekend, we have a movie which has been on my radar for quite some time. I've seen the trailers. Maybe you have as well. It's called Operation Finale. Really a great cast here. We have Oscar Isaac and Ben Kingsley. I love Ben Kingsley and his work. And, of course, Oscar Isaac from Star Wars fame. Operation Finale is about a team of secret agents set out to track down the Nazi officer who masterminded the Holocaust. Of course, we're talking about Adolf Eichmann. And this is based on a true story. This actually happened. And I remember as a kid seeing Adolf Eichmann go on trial. He was in this glass box. It was a bulletproof box because he was going on trial in Israel, and they wanted to make sure that he survived the event. And that glass box, by the way, that glass cage is on display in New York as we speak here. Operation Finale, though, is about this team of secret agents. This takes place 15 years after the end of World War II. Israel Israel's secret intelligence agency Mossad, as well as their secret agency Shin Bet, led by the tireless and heroic agent Peter Malkin, played by Oscar Isaac, launches this daring top-secret raid to capture the notorious Adolf Eichmann, played by Kingsley, who had been reported dead in the chaos following Nazi Germany's collapse. He was reported dead. They thought he was gone. However, he was, in fact, living and working in a suburb of Buenos Aires under an assumed identity, along with his wife and two sons. Now, they were monitoring his daily routine. Balkan and his operatives plot to execute the abduction under the cover of darkness just a few feet from Eichmann's home. And they pull it off. They're determined to sneak him out of Argentina to stand trial in Israel. Malkin and Eichmann engaged in this intense, gripping game of cat and mouse. Now, you have to remember at the time, they didn't do this with the blessing of the Argentinian government. There was a strong right-wing contingent in Argentina at the time. It was the home to a lot of ex-Nazis, so this was a very dangerous affair. They were successful, as we know. This is the story. 62% recommending Operation Finale out this weekend. We also have a movie here called Kin. This is a movie about a, well, they're calling this a pulse-pounding crime thriller with a sci-fi twist. There's one for you. It's the story of an unexpected hero destined for greatness, chased by a vengeful criminal played by James Franco, the feds, and a gang of otherworldly soldiers. A recently released ex-con and his adopted teenage brother are forced to go on the run with a weapon of mysterious origin as their only protection. Check that out. We have a lot going on there. Unfortunately, only 29% of the critics are recommending Kin, K-I-N, out this weekend. I have a movie here which we talked about last week briefly. I'm bringing it back because it's going wider this week, and it's one you may want to check out because it is interesting because it's told through the technology devices that we use every day. The movie is called Searching, and it's about David Kim, played by John Cho. His 16-year-old daughter goes missing. There's a local investigation that's opened up, and a detective is assigned to the case, but 37 hours pass, and there isn't a single lead. So the father, David, decides to search the one place no one has looked yet, and as we know where all the secrets are kept today, he checks out his daughter's laptop. In a hyper-modern thriller, according to the release, told via the technology devices we use every day to communicate, David must trace his daughter's digital footprints before she disappears forever. Searching, out this weekend, 92% are recommending that one. Big up at Sundance. You might want to check that out. We have another movie here starring Domhnall Gleeson and Ruth Wilson, another great cast here. It's called The Little Stranger, a smaller movie. This is about the story of Dr. Faraday, the son of a housemaid who has built a quiet life of respectability as a country doctor. But during the long, hot summer of 1948, he's called to a patient at Hundreds Hall, where his mother once worked. Now, the hall has been the home to the heir's family for more than two centuries, but it's now in decline, and its inhabitants, the mother, the son, and the daughter, are haunted by something more ominous than a dying way of life. When he takes on his new patient, Faraday has no idea how closely and how disturbingly the family story is about to become entwined with his own. This is called The Little Stranger. 60% recommending this one. And how about a documentary about puppies? This gets my vote for the cutest movie of the year. 100% of the critics are recommending, not surprising. This is called Pick of the Litter. And this follows a litter of puppies from the moment they're born and begin their quest to become guide dogs for the blind. Cameras follow these pups through an intense two-year odyssey as they train to become dogs whose ultimate responsibility is to protect their blind partners from harm. And along the way, these remarkable animals rely on a whole community of dedicated individuals who train them to do amazing, life-changing things in the service of their human. The stakes are high, and not every dog can make the cut. Only the best of the best, the pick of the litter. That's the name of this documentary. Just looks great. 100% of the critics recommending Pick of the Litter. On the other side of the coin, a movie, I love the title of this movie. It's called Let the Corpses Tan. This is done by a pair of Belgian filmmakers. They're actually husband and wife. Helen Kittet and Bruno Forzani. They made a couple of movies, and this one takes place in the blistering sun, and it features the creaking leather and a raining field of bullets and a glorious homage to the 1970s Italian crime films. After stealing a truckload of gold bars, and a gang of thieves absconds to the ruins of a remote village perched on the cliffs of the Mediterranean. This is home to a reclusive yet hypersexual artist. Never heard that term before. We have a hypersexual artist and her motley crew of family and admirers. It seems like the perfect hideout. However, when two cops roll up on motorcycles to investigate, the hamlet erupts into a hallucinatory battlefield as both sides engage in an all-day, all-night firefight rife with double crosses and dripping with blood. Based on a classic pulp novel by Jean-Patrick Machette, Let the Corpses Tan is a deliriously stylish cinematic fever dream that will slam fire your senses like buckshot to the brain. Who writes this stuff? 88% recommend. It's violent. You get the picture? It's violent. 88% are recommending Let the Corpses Tan. Also, we have an interesting movie starring a couple of people we haven't seen much of lately. Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder star in this one. It's called Destination Wedding. They star as socially awkward Frank and Lindsay. When they meet on their way to a destination wedding, they soon discover they have a lot in common. They both hate the bride, the groom, the wedding, themselves, and especially each other. But as the weekend's events continually force them together, and their cheerlessness immediately isolates them from the other guests, Frank and Lindsay find that if you verbally spar with someone long enough, anything can happen. When debate gives way to desire, they must decide which is stronger, their hearts or their common sense. Looks like a fun movie, Destination Wedding, out this weekend. We also have, if that isn't enough, we have a movie called Bloodfest, which, as you can tell, you know, the blockbuster season is winding down, so we're seeing some interesting titles come out. Bloodfest, this is a 56% are recommending this one. Fans flock to a festival celebrating the most iconic horror movies, only to discover that the charismatic showman behind the event has a diabolical agenda all his own. As the festival attendees start dying off, three teenagers, more schooled in horror film cliches than practical knowledge about neutralizing psycho killers, they must band together and battle through various madmen and monstrosities in order to survive. It's called Bloodfest, 56% recommending that one. And finally, a movie called Yar Vermos. It's a very interesting plot, although the critics aren't crazy about it. I think it's an interesting, it sounds like an interesting movie. You got Sante, who is a child who has been, who's had to deal with the separation of his parents, Rodrigo and Alejandra. They're required to see each other from time to time as they share their child's time. One day they receive the news that Sante must undergo surgery so as not to lose his sight, so he makes a wish list to fulfill them together with his two parents before the operation. It's called the Off-Dribbles. That's what's happening out there. Leave the barbecue behind, head for an air-conditioned multiplex, and check out a movie this Labor Day weekend.
Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't. It's a